This is Tom Arms of LookAhead.com's World Report for the week being the 17th of July. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Trump's budget comes under congressional scrutiny next week. Senate committees will be examining tax reform proposals and plans to slash the State Department budget. Sino-American trade is under the spotlight on Wednesday with a meeting of the U.S.-China Comprehensive Economic Dialogue, and strained relations will be discussed when Russian Assistant Foreign Secretary Sergei Ryabkov is in Washington on Monday. Also on Monday, Brazilian Agricultural Minister Baleiro Magalhães will be asking the Trump administration to lift its block on Brazilian beef imports. Brexit talks between the UK's David Davis and the EU's Michel Barnier resume on Monday in Brussels. And in Cairo, the criminal court will on Saturday rule on the death sentences handed down to 31 people accused of the assassination of former Prosecutor General Hisham Barakat. The Egyptian government accused the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas of being behind the attack. Friday is the final day in the hearing of the trial of former Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra. She was ousted by the military in 2014 after being accused of negligence in a controversial rice scheme scandal. India, the world's largest democracy, stages presidential elections on Monday, with the results being announced on Wednesday. Other elections next week include general elections in Bermuda and East Timor. And finally, for you astro nuts, wherever you may be orbiting, on Thursday you will have the chance to buy the bag that carried the first moon rocks back to Earth. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms of LookAhead.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 17th of July. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Trump's budget comes under congressional scrutiny next week, especially from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, who is skeptical about the president's plans to slash State Department spending by nearly 30%. The Senate Finance Committee will also be examining the administration's tax reform proposals. Sino-American trade is under the spotlight on Wednesday with a meeting of the U.S.-China Comprehensive Economic Dialogue. Trade issues between the economic giants have been up and down since the inauguration of Donald Trump. Russian-American relations are on a definite downward slope with tit-for-tat sanctions and diplomatic expulsions. On Monday, U.S. Secretary of State for Political Affairs Thomas Shannon meets counterpart Sergei Ryabkov to try and iron out the differences. Also on Monday, Brazilian Agricultural Minister Baleiro Magalhães is in Washington for talks with his U.S. counterpart Sonny Perdue, following Washington's block on suspect Brazilian beef imports. Brazil is the world's second largest beef producer. Brexit talks between the UK's David Davis and the EU's Michel Barnier resume on Monday in Brussels. The two sides have encountered difficulties at the first hurdle: the rights of EU nationals in the UK post-Brexit world and the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice. In Egypt, the Cairo Criminal Court on Saturday is expected to rule on the death sentences handed down to 31 people accused of the assassination of former Prosecutor General Hisham Barakat. The Egyptian government accused the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas of being behind the attack. Friday is the final day in the trial of former Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra. She was ousted by the military in 2014 after being accused of negligence in a controversial rice scheme scandal. If convicted, the former premier faces up to 10 years in prison. India, the world's largest democracy, stages presidential elections on Monday, with the results announced on Wednesday. The winner will succeed 81-year-old Pranab Mukherjee. The president's role is largely ceremonial, with executive powers vested in the prime minister. Royal birthdays are being celebrated at almost opposite ends of the age spectrum on Wednesday. Britain's Prince George of Cambridge and future constitutional monarch will be celebrating his fourth birthday. While in Dubai, it is the turn of the absolute monarch of Dubai, Mohammed bin Rashid al-Maktim, who turns 68 on Wednesday. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.